The 737 is a safe airplane. The 737 family is a safe airplane family. And the 737 MAX builds on that tremendous history of safety that we've seen for the last almost 50 years.
Well, that was Mike Sinnott, Boeing's Vice President for Product Strategy, in Washington yesterday. He spoke following a congressional hearing where senators vigorously questioned top federal aviation officials on the controversial safety system linked to two deadly crashes of Boeing's top-selling aircraft. Well, for more, let's turn to Alan Levin, reporter covering aviation for Bloomberg News. He's in Washington and covered yesterday's hearings. Alan, welcome back to On Point.
Hi, and thank you.
And first of all, let me ask you, tell us, who were these top federal aviation officials and what did they say?
You had three officials from in government, the NTSB, the now embattled FAA administrator, and the Inspector General for Transportation testifying. There were a lot of fireworks. You had several senators issuing essentially fiery denunciations of the FAA for acting too slowly to ground the plane and raising questions about how it was certified. But what's interesting is you had the FAA, the agency that oversees aviation in the U.S. and has long been seen as kind of a leading entity around the world in that arena. You had them for the first time defending themselves. They say that they believe the certification was adequate, that now they're changing it as well, requiring changes to the plane, but that based on what they knew at the time, they felt it was adequate. And they also said that pilots should have been able to respond to these issues, even though they ended up causing crashes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more, though, about the FAA's view on the aircraft certification, because that has come under scrutiny. The people saying that, or analysts saying that the airlines themselves had too much power in the certification. Did the FAA make did they say anything about potentially changing that?
Yeah, that has been a big issue in the investigation in these accidents. And essentially, I'll give a quick little bit of background for the listeners. For many decades, the FAA has essentially decided that it does not have the internal expertise to assess every single one of these aircraft designs. So it has to rely on people at the companies. Now, it doesn't just give them carte blanche to sign off on these things. They have to follow the rules. And actually, under these programs in which they're called designees, they essentially have to sign contracts that empower, essentially deputize them to act in the stead of the government. Now, this new system on the Boeing plane was at least partially overseen by these so-called designees, these employees at Boeing. But there's still a lot of critical information that we don't know yet. We yesterday, for the first time, FAA said that it initially played a role in ensuring that that design was adequate because it was a new feature and they wanted to at least spend some effort determining that. Anyway, long and short of it is it's definitely going to be an issue going forward. There are a number of investigations and audits going on of how it was done, but we still do not know a lot of the details.
Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit of what FAA Acting Administrator Dan Elwell said yesterday when he was defending the FAA's oversight of airlines and aircraft manufacturers.
Since 1997, the risk of a fatal commercial aviation accident in the United States has been cut by 94%. And in the past 10 years, we've experienced one commercial airline passenger fatality in the United States in over 90 million flights.
So is he saying there's that Elwell saying there that that the skies in America are safe and that the FAA's current systems are adequate?
He's most certainly doing that, and I will say the data doesn't lie. You know, when I started on this beat a couple decades ago, you were having close to an accident every year, every other year, And that just doesn't happen anymore, and it can't be by chance. Maybe 1 year you can go without an accident, but not 8 or 9 or 10 years in a row. Now, having said that, the issues raised in these two 737 MAX crashes are quite serious. And if the FAA and Boeing missed some sort of fault or flaw in the plane, you know, they have to take a very close look at that and make changes. And you know, the FAA is sort of saying two things in parallel. One is they're sort of tacitly acknowledging that they did not adequately assess the safety of this system, and so they're requiring changes. Those are going to roll out in just a couple of weeks. But they're also trying to say you need to look at the bigger picture here of our record overall.
Mm. Well, I want to play one more moment from yesterday's Senate hearing. This is Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey really grilling the FAA acting administrator about crucial safety features that Boeing does not include in the 737 MAX 8 unless the airlines pay extra for them.
Do you believe that charging additional fees for these safety features and other safety features like backup fire extinguishers in the cargo hold and oxygen masks for flight crews may discourage airlines from equipping their airlines with important safety systems? Yes or no?
Well, Senator Markey, I find it hard to believe that a safety company like an airline would save a couple thousand dollars on an option that might improve safety on a
It may be hard for you to believe, but it's happening.
That's from yesterday's Senate hearing with FAA Acting Administrator Daniel Elwell. Alan Levin, I wish I could get you to respond to that, but we've only got 10 seconds left in the show. So Alan Levin, reporter covering aviation for Bloomberg News. Thank you so much for being with us, Alan.
Thank you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.